So how cool was it catching your first touchdown?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, my first catch was one catch before that, so ever. So yeah, I was pretty bummed that I didn't have room to turn it up and get more. So I just caught it and I was around the sideline and stepped out, and then my next catch was a touchdown.
Talk about your time at BYU. How did you get into the program? Just kind of talk about what you've been through to get to this point.
So I'm a walk-on. I walked on in August, right before the 2013 season, and it was the grind, man, just on scout team that entire year, and just slowly climbing my way up, just working, and so that's pretty much my story.
Were you preferred walk-on, or did you have to try out?
No, I tried out. So in high school, I talked to the coaches back when, like, Coach Weber was here. He was the recruiter for California. And I met Coach Higgins before I went on my mission. But I actually tried out before my mission, and Coach Higgins told me that I could play spring ball. But I wanted to go on my mission, so I took off on my mission. And I came back, and he wasn't even here anymore, so no one really knew me when I got back.
Is he on scholarship now?
Nope.
What would you say you are on the depth chart? What, fourth string?
It depends, because I'm I've played a lot of different positions. Like, I've been practicing at Y, so I'm like third string at Y behind Turner and Colby, and so I'm personnelled on a few things at Y, and then outside receiver I'm like third, fourth. Depends on what we're doing.
So would you come to BYU regardless of football opportunities, or was this the main reason you came here, the opportunity to walk on and play here?
I came here because I wanted to go to school here. My brother played baseball here, and I actually did not want to. I didn't want to come to BYU until I was a senior, and I just felt like it was the place for me. You know, my senior year of high school.
What's that like coming home from your mission and starting over again, and not having a spot guaranteed and having to try out? What was that tryout like?
Oh, the tryout was honestly, I came to it as kind of just for fun. I was just like, oh, I'm gonna go, there's a tryout, like, it'll be fun, I get to throw the ball around. And my little brother, before his mission, he played at University of Utah, and he was a quarterback for a year, so I'd go out and throw with my brother and just mess around. And so I came to the tryout, and Coach Holliday picked me up, so it was awesome. I wasn't really expecting actually anything out of it. I just went to have fun, and so it was kind of an interesting story.
What are you expecting now moving forward? Do you think you earned more time in that game?
I have no idea, man. I don't even think about that. I just try and do my best every day, and you know what happens. We have some great receivers on our team. So, you know, I just do my best and don't worry about anything else.
You have a quarterback that seems he doesn't have a favorite receiver. He spreads around pretty good. How great is that for you, just the system in general?
Dude, it's awesome. I mean, we have great quarterbacks, so I mean, if you're open, he's gonna find you. So that's one thing that you don't have to worry about is, you know, you have to gain their trust and you have to do everything right. And you know, throughout the week, if you're messing up or doing something stupid, he might not think about you as much pre-snap. But you know, if you've had a good week in practice, he's, you know, he wants to win, so he'll do what it takes. Throw it to whoever's open, you know.
So after going through all that, what was going through your mind when you scored your first touchdown?
Man, I was just hoping that the ref gave it to me, because I reached the ball inside the pylon, and then when I looked back at him, he looked kind of confused, and so I was like, man, I hope I got it. And then right after that, I was like, I hope they give it a forward pass, because I think that was Bo's first touchdown, passing touchdown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was hoping that, you know, they counted it as a forward pass for him, and I looked at it on film, it looked like it was. So,
is that play designed to be a lateral, or can it be either way?
I think it's supposed to be backwards, because there's people blocking downfield. Because I think if it's forwards, then it's pass interference or
illegal man.
Yeah, because we have people blocking downfield for me. So I think it's supposed to be backwards, but I don't even know if the refs knew if it was forwards or backwards at the time. They just let it go, and then the stat people decided, I guess. So, yeah.
We saw you walking up here a little bit slow. Did you get injured in the game?
I kind of tweaked my hamstring a little bit. It was kind of something that happened in Cincinnati, actually. And Just taking care of it throughout the week, and I kind of tweaked it again on that run, just around like the 20-yard line, because I actually had to run like 100 yards to get 50. If you watch the play, it's like duh, duh. So there's a lot more running that it looked like. So, but yeah, I'll be good. Just have to take care of it.